Great. Yeah, tonight, I just want to speak about know God, praise Him. I know sometimes, you know, this afternoon, sitting there, Danielle looks at us, she says, what a boring topic. Because usually I try to make it intriguing, but anyway, yeah, that's my sermon. Know God, praise Him. So let's make it simple tonight, huh? So, why do you praise God? Because I love Him, because He's awesome. Okay, I like the evenings more personal, so that's why I can ask you lots of questions. But, you know, that's just a question, you know, why do you praise God? And many times, you know, when we answer ourselves that question, we will see, like, where our hearts are really at. If you answer that question, why do I praise God? And you would answer it, you know, in all the great ways. But one of those, you know, because He gives me stuff, or, you know, He makes me feel good. You know, then there might come some day in your life when those won't be there. And then you might ask yourself the question again, why do I praise God? And, you know, Albert, who's been here a while back, Fiti's friend, he's had another wonderful testimony, but you can ask Fiti afterwards, just of how God has come and blessed him, just by letting him see his children. Anyway, let's not get off track here. But in times like that, in bad times, then when you ask that question, why do I praise God, then we get a little bit more to the heart of things. But anyway, tonight, I just want us to look at a psalm. It's the shortest one in the Bible. So that's why I can't be long tonight. And which one is that? Ooh, hallelujah. The pastor's wrong. You know, no. It's, I don't know. You might be right. I thought it was 100, so. So forgive me if I'm wrong. But anyway, we're going to look at Psalm 100. Yeah, 117 is the shortest one in the Bible. That is true. Okay, so let's read Psalm 100 then. It's a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise to Jehovah, all you lands. Worship Jehovah with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that Jehovah, He is God. He has made us, and not we ourselves. And we are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him, and bless His name. For Jehovah is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endures to all generations. All right, so that's a sermon on its own, all of that. But tonight I just want us to look quickly at and I'll start with verse 3. And if you guys can see there, know that Jehovah, He is God. And you know, I've spoken a couple of times, you know, just in the past weeks, after God has just revealed this thing about knowing God, knowing about your faith, knowing, you know, it's not this thing that God has said, listen, believe that Jehovah, He is God. Have faith that Jehovah, He is God. No. God says there, listen, or the psalmist had right say, know that Jehovah, He is God. And that just brings, you know, a lot of things into play, but there are many ways in which we can get to know somebody. And yeah, I can get to know my wife by speaking to her on the phone the whole time. All right, that's one way of doing it. Or I can get to know my wife by just looking at her. But the best way for me to get to know my wife is to spend time with her face to face. Because when we on the phone all the time, or, you know, via email, yes, we say a lot of things, but we kind of miss who that person really is. And for a long time, you know, in my life, and maybe for most of you also, I didn't really, you know, get to know God in that way. It had to take, you know, some tragic incident in my life, like you guys know of, with my mother dying, to really get into that place where I started to know this Jehovah, that He is God. And, you know, if you say, listen, I know somebody, then you can see your spouse. Okay, I'm not married that long. I'm only married three years. But I know my dad a little bit longer than I know Donnell. And the thing is, when you know somebody, then that person, like we say in Afrikaans, 'n goeie uitdrukking het net 'n halwe woord nodig. Hoe werk hy nou weer? 'N goeie begrip, there we go. Anyway, everybody's Afrikaans, so you can understand that one. But if you know that person well, then that person can only say something and you will know exactly what they mean. Not even, so if Louis, for instance, if Gerard would say something, then he will know and he will start laughing like a madman because she said something now. And I would look at him and say, this guy's crazy. But he knows her, and that's why when she says something, he understands where she's coming from. And that's the problem that we've got with us, mostly. That's why we get questions like, you know, where's God when bad things happen? We do not know this God in that way that we know that, listen, He's being who He is good. So when He says something like this, I can understand what He's saying because I know Him. You know, I wanted to tell the story, but I forgot it about my father. But he was just saying something, and, oh yes, he said, okay, please don't quote this to Donnell. She says that it's always bad, you know, when I speak here, because now people know stuff of her, and they know it, and she doesn't even know that they know it, so it's just weird for her. But anyway, what my dad did was, he said, when we were up there in the Free State, for like the first or second, I think the second time we've been up there, Donnell and I, you know, not even going out properly yet. But then, you know, Donnell makes good food, and she starts preparing the food. And then my father says, yeah, look, she's taking over the kitchen again. Okay. When I hear that, I understand where he's coming from because I know him. Donnell has met him the second time, you know, in the Free State. I don't know if it says third, fourth time, whatever. So now all of a sudden she thinks, ooh, so I'm in his space. Where? And she's like going crazy because she doesn't know, because she just wanted to bless him. And now he says something like this. But I know my dad. And what he actually was meaning by saying that thing is, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that I don't have to sit and make food again alone in the kitchen tonight. Thank you that there is a woman in the house who can do that tonight. But he's just a man. And we struggle sometimes to articulate what we feel. So then, it's easier to say something doff like that. She's taking over the kitchen again. But that's what I mean when I say, when you know God, you know, when God says something like, He's taking over the kitchen again, you can say, oh, hallelujah, I'm blessing God tonight. You're actually blessing me, future daughter-in-law. But she didn't know him like that because she hasn't spent enough time with him. Anyway, getting off on a tangent. Now, I say they know him. Yes, and believing and all of those things are really important. You need to believe as well. But you don't need to believe without knowing God. You can read the Bible. You can see what God is like. You can see that, listen, even through the Old Testament, even though there's some weird things happening there, you can see a God of love and a good God. If you start getting to know Him as He reveals Himself to you. Now, God didn't leave us with nothing, you know, He didn't send us an SMS, He didn't send us a fax, He gave us a nice thick love letter. to show us who he is. And even further than that, God has given us his nature. I don't know when last. Okay, I'm not going to ask for a show of hand. When last did you just go without your Bible? There's nothing. It's kind of beautiful. You just have to drive 5 minutes and you'll get to a beautiful place. And sit there. No agenda. Just spending time with your master. I'm trying to get into that habit again. Because things like that, things like solitude, just going to sit alone, away from stuff, is a habit. If you start and you say, listen, I'm going to do it once a week. Before you get yourself after a month, then you'll want to do it twice a week. Just sit there and let God's nature reveal himself to you. Because he will. And sit there and he will speak to you. Now, about those knowing things, you know, we can reason a lot of stuff. And many times we say, yeah, but, you know, just believe. And knowing God also needs your intellect. You also need to figure things out for yourself. You know, when you get something that you don't understand, don't throw it away. Say, God, help me. Help me to believe. Many times I tell the story, but it's just so amazing for me. Josh McDowell, the big guru of apologetics, he was an atheist. And you know what? He started to believe in Jesus, not because of stuff, because of reasoning. And God showing him through his reasoning and his research that Jesus is the Son of God. And he did rise from the dead. Duval, how can you say that? Easy. Just quickly. He said, if you can get one person in this life to die for somebody else or for what they believe in, then that's great. You might get somebody like that. What did the disciples die for? The disciples died for saying that Jesus had risen from the dead. Okay? That's why they died. They said, Jesus had risen from the dead. So now people said, listen, or he figured it for himself, if what they saw, you know, the Nazis believed in what Hitler told them. So they believed. And they also died for that. And he said, but they didn't know what they believed was a lie. The disciples would have known what they believed was a lie because they saw it or they didn't see it. So he said, give me one person who will die for a good man. You might get a couple. Give me one person who will die for a bad man. Or for a liar. Or for a lie. I'm not going to get many of those. So if you are prepared to die for something that you know is a lie, no, it's not going to happen. So, for 11 documented cases of disciples dying for what they believed, which is Jesus had risen from the dead, he said, Lord, you have risen from the dead. Hallelujah. So you can reason the things out for you as well. And know God. Know that he's true. Know that his word is true. And know that everything that he says is yes and amen in the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? Anyway, let's move on. He has made us and not we ourselves. When you come from that understanding of whose you are, it makes everything and the biggest difference in the world. If you understand, listen, my Father is the King of everything. And I am the sheep of his pasture. You can be at peace with him. It's like there where we stay, just about you know, as the crow flies, about, say, 500 or 600 meters from us, is a farm. And you know, the best thing that I can do in the mornings is listen for when that farmer lets his sheep go. I love it. Then it's kind of like, I can hear this thing. Thank you. Thank you. Because they know that they have got a good shepherd looking after them, giving them pasture, but also then taking them, putting them safe away for the night. That's how we must see God. God is the good God. And we are the sheep of his pasture. So we can just say, thank you, as we go into his pasture. Now, it says there, you know, when you read the psalm as a whole, can you see a prune juice, sour-faced God when you read that? No. Make a joyful noise unto Jehovah, all your lands. Worship Jehovah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. All of those things, it looks happy. It looks like I'm serving a happy God. A God that's not sitting there with frowns all over his face, but he just wants you to come, be thankful in your heart and with a glad heart, come with singing and praise him. You know, just again, have you ever been in a place, you know, say a shopping mall or whatever, or in the street, and somebody else walks past you and that person is singing? It doesn't happen that often, I know. But whenever somebody walks past you and is singing, or she's singing, you kind of smile. There goes a happy person. So that's the same thing. When you say, God says, come into my worship Jehovah with gladness and come before his presence with singing, that's the picture, you know. Because when you come with singing, God's smiling, you know. God's a smiling God. He likes to smile. It says there, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. If you are constantly focused on the things that God, you know, has done for you, and you can thank him for that, you are halfway to praising God fully. What does that mean? Well, it means, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and then into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. So, if you are focused in your life, I know that sometimes bad stuff happens. If you are focused on the bad things, then it's difficult to be thankful. But if you focus on the good things that God has done in your life and you are a thankful person and you walk around and say, thank you, God, for whatever. Thank you that I can walk around. Thank you that I can see. Just menial things like that. But if you walk around constantly saying, thank you, God, you are halfway to being in his presence. Okay? That's just the vast paraphrasing. And then you can just start praising him, because you are already thanking him. Go to my next line. Noch. And again. Okay, no, that's too far. Anyways, I think my I preached my PowerPoint away tonight. You know, I'll finish with this. It's 7 o'clock. Praising him through those things, even though the bad things, if you are thankful in your heart and you praise God, it brings you into his courts. And yes, I know that bad things happen. Praise God. I know sometimes unfair things happen. Praise God. And then also sometimes good things happen. Praise God. You know, for God is a good God. And then the first slide that says there, the psalmist says, go back to the first one. For Jehovah is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. That thing, God is good. It's all the time, yes. God is good is something that you must know. Something that you must, when you know him, like I said, and he can say something that's weird for other people, but for you, you will filter it through your brain that says, God is a good God. So if something happens, if you do not have that thing in your head that says, I serve a good God, then you're going to turn around and say, why did you let this happen? This and this and this. You're going to harden your heart. And God cannot do the healing that He wants to do in your heart, because He is a good God. His mercy is everlasting. And He wants to set you free from all of those things. But you need to be in that place where you know that you are serving a good God. Now, you can look at me. I've been a dad now for 9 months and some days. You know, and as a dad for Maynard, there's nothing in me that wants to hurt him. There's nothing in me that registers I need to teach him a lesson now and throw him off the roof or whatever. Sure, yeah, that's a bit far. But anyway, just gets the point home, Ayla. Because the other day, in the week, you know, our counter in the kitchen is about this high. And I put my nut in it because I wanted to give him food. And I turned around like this. And you know, in that last moment of peripheral vision, I see. And I wanted to turn around. And as I turn around, boom, on the ground. It almost killed me to see him. But praise the Lord, you know, the Lord's protective angels are working overtime, starting to do that. But he didn't get hurt. And he started crying instantly. And crying is a good thing. You know, if he fell on his head and he was just lying there, lights out. Oh, hallelujah. So there's nothing in me that registers any bad things toward him. Our Father in heaven is 1 million times better than that. So yes, because of sin and a lot of stuff, bad things happen. But know that God is a good God. And you can focus on those things and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life. And as you say thank you for the things, even though it's hard, you will start entering the spiral of going upwards. When you focus all the negative stuff, you enter a spiral that goes downward. Why do I say that? I think it's in Isaiah 55. It says, 53. For a spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. Satan wants us down in the dumps, and he wants us to be there and start spiraling downward and downward, out of control. And the last thing that you want to do when you are in that spiral is to praise God. The last thing. But that is the key that God gives us to get out of those things. He says, for that spirit, put on a garment of praise. How do I do that? I thank him. Thank you, Lord. And I come into his courts with praise. So start being thankful for the things that God does in your life. The band can come up. We're going to sing that. What's a glory one? Your glorious. What's it? The whole earth is full of your glory. There we go. Make ready for that song. The whole earth is full of your glory. But as they come up, I want to read you Psalm 100. But I want to read it to you from the Message Bible. I know it's not like that cool to do, but sometimes it just brings it home nicely. Psalm 100 in the Message says, on your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into his presence. Know this, God is God and God, God. He made us, we didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise, thanking Him, worship Him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, and loyal always and ever. So, on your feet now. Let's enter the Lord's presence and come in with the password, thank you. So as we stand here now, just think in your heart. Close your eyes and say, Lord, thank you for whatever. Bring your heart before the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, so that you can start, like the psalmist says, there. And then we're going to praise God for that song tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we want to praise you tonight, Lord God, because you are a good God. And Lord, we can know it, Lord. And Father, we just say, Lord, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us, Lord. Lord, that you have made us free. And Lord, we want to go out in this week, Lord God, and be thankful people, Lord. And Father, then we just want to turn that around, Lord God, and praise, Lord. Praise to your name, Lord, so that we can enter your courts daily, Lord. And Father, that we can be the person, Lord God, that walks down the street, Lord God, that sings. And Father, other people will just turn around and smile. And then you can smile too, Lord God. Father, we want to make you smile, Lord. Because, Lord, you have given us everything that we have. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, Lord. And we say thank you, Lord God, for that. In the name of Jesus we pray. And all God's people said,
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Enjoy your week. Have a wonderful week. If you've got any ministry needs, please come to the front. And we'll be glad to pray with you tonight.